The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America at the beginning of a new week. Harley, what's all this business about subpoenaed documents?
Yeah, the House, the Oversight Committee Chairman, Trey Gowdy, is saying that, look, if the Department of Justice and the FBI don't turn over the documents that they have subpoenaed, that they have asked for, he said, we're going to use every constitutional power that we have to make sure that you give us those documents. They're talking about the Hillary Clinton emails and everything else that's come since then, including the so-called Russia probe. They want to know what's going on. They want to know whether there's politics involved. They want to look at the emails that have gone back and forth.
Well, they're public documents.
Some have been damning already. Now, the FBI and the Justice Department don't have really a choice. They have to turn it over because the House has, you know, oversight over all of the various parts of government. I mean, that's part of the checks and balances. But the FBI is saying, oh, look, there are so many documents. We have to review them first before we can give them to you.
They're public documents. They belong to the public. What's this multiple shooting in New Jersey?
Well, you know, this had everybody wondering, oh, well, do we have another one of those cases? And this turned out to be a neighborhood beef, as the way the police put it. But there are two gunmen who opened fire. This was an all-night arts and music festival in Trenton, New Jersey. Early this morning, it sent people running for cover, running over each other. As one of the witnesses said, there were people trampling other people, cars hitting other cars.
Oh, dear.
Abject panic. At the end of it, one person was dead. Police shot one of the gunmen. 22 people were injured. 17 of them were shot and wounded, and I think 4 or 5 of them are in critical condition right now.
Oh, gosh. And you've got a charity fundraiser basketball match on, between Jimmy Kimmel and Ted Cruz.
Senator Ted Cruz, posted a picture of himself in support of the Houston Rockets, and, you know, Kimmel decided this is a good opportunity to pick a fight. Codfish, so they played basketball for charity, and Ted Cruz won.
Well done, Harley.